Penguin Random House Audio presents Death Comes for the Archbishop by Willa Cather. Read for you by David Ackroyd. Every man, I will go with thee and be thy guide, in thy most need to go by thy side. Prologue. At Rome. One summer evening in the year 1848, three cardinals and a missionary bishop from America were dining together in the gardens of a villa in the Sabine Hills, overlooking Rome. The villa was famous for the fine view from its terrace. The hidden garden in which the four men sat at table lay some 20 feet below the south end of this terrace and was a mere shelf of rock, overhanging a steep declivity planted with vineyards. A flight of stone steps connected it with the promenade above. The table stood in a sanded square among potted orange and oleander trees, shaded by spreading ilex oaks that grew out of the rocks overhead. Beyond the balustrade was the drop into the air, and far below the landscape stretched soft and undulating. There was nothing to arrest the eye until it reached Rome itself. It was early when the Spanish cardinal and his guests sat down to dinner. The sun was still good for an hour of supreme splendor, and across the shining folds of country the low profile of the city barely fretted the skyline, indistinct except for the dome of St. Peter's, bluish-gray like the flattened top of a great balloon, just a flash of copper light on its soft metallic surface.